When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us. Family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to, and fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook and search Martha Norwalk's Animal World and check out all the great videos and photos and animal stories that I post. There's some really, really good ones. There's a really good story about storks. Some of the just most wonderful animal stories cross my path, and boy, they're fun, especially when they come with, videos of the animals and that sort of thing. And of course, then there's our trampoline collection of all the different animals on people's trampolines and that good stuff. So check all of that out. And it is an extra Sunday this month. We got 5 Sundays in the month of August. So this is the 4th Sunday in a 5 Sunday month. And today we're going to spend the majority of it. We will start at the 10 o'clock hour and welcoming back Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. We haven't had a lot of time with them on the air recently, and boy, there's so many things going on with animals. And of course, we kind of, I think we did kind of open up that can of worms last week because there's big stuff going on in India related to street dogs and management of said street dogs. And not all animal advocates and those working to help the animals are in agreement in over all of this. But as I'm sure you've kind of gotten to know here on the show, Merritt and Beth Clifton, I mean, they are animals24-7.org. I swear these people don't sleep. it's always about the animals. And so they pretty much kind of like know everything about everything and just do extensive research and put all the information together. And anyway, so we're going to break it all down and help you understand what's going on. And but there's some interesting lessons going on there. Anyway, they will join us at 10 o'clock for the rest of the show. They'll be here for the 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock hours. To this first hour, I'm here. You can hear that. And it's the 4th Sunday of a 5 Sunday month, but most everybody's MIA, because I'm looking, and I would say across the desk from me, but it actually is across the computer from me, doing a fine job of keeping us on the air and all of that good stuff would be production engineer David Brown is here. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Martha.
And how are you on this bright, sunny Sunday morning?
As bright as the sunshine right now.
But you're not high energy sunshine kind of guy. You're a kind of just even keel, and you will just take care of things.
Yes, I will.
A nice even basis. But and I guess there's no argument here. Sunshine everywhere, and more of it to come. Would that be? No, we'll get back to this, but let's see. So you are back in the saddle again because our wonderful regular Animal World production engineer, who is usually here, that would, of course, be Nathan Miller. Nathan now also wears another hat. Well, sort of.
Or a mask, anyway.
Yeah, a hat or a mask, or however you want to put it. But he now is the Miller Lite Bigfoot for the Mariners. And so, let's see if I get this right. Whenever the Mariners play a home game on Sundays, then Nathan is Bigfoot. And for y'all's entertainment, and you can find him if you have not met the Miller Lite Bigfoot yet. Nathan will be in the beer garden, which is down on the, you know, the floor of the stadium. Anyway, he'll be down in the beer garden 2 hours before the first pitch. So, like between like 11 and 1. That's when you could meet Bigfoot in the beer garden. And I believe that first pitch today, David, is 1:10.
Yes, that is correct. And hopefully he'll bring some positive energy after a loss last night by the Mariners.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, the Mariners have been up and down. And
Mostly down since the last time I worked your show, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, well, let's see. So let's see. It's been 2 weeks since you've been here because last week Nathan was in. We didn't have a home game. Let's see, the Mariners didn't do so good yesterday.
Nope. They lost in extras.
Yep. And speaking of not doing so well, the Seahawks did yuck. They did not do good at all. I even tried to watch, but.
Well, if you look at the box score of that game, none of the regular Seahawks were even playing. No Darnold, no Cup.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know that much about the new Seahawks because they inflated my balloon when they fired Pete Carroll, and then Geno Smith left because to me they were the Mariners the Seahawks.
Well, now they're the Raiders of Las Vegas.
Hello, and so guess what? As a kid, I've told you guys. I don't know if I've told you this, David, but I don't know why. When I was young, before there were Seahawks, for some reason, I was real attracted to the Raiders, and I was a Raiders fan as a kid. You know, when I didn't know much, and you know, my family was all into football and stuff.
Well, yeah, that was during the John Madden era of the Raiders, days of those and black.
They were really good and all of that. But anyway, so I really liked them when I was a kid. So it's not a stretch for me now when Pete went to the Raiders, and then Geno followed. Well, that's kind of where my heart goes, you know. So I'm, although I don't hear anything about them, and I'm not sure how to find where the games are and all that sort of stuff. So I don't. But anyway, the Seahawks are going to have to work at getting back into, I would say my good graces, but it's not really my good graces, but to get back, making me a fan again. They got some work to do.
Well, it'll all start 2 weeks from today against the 49ers here in Seattle in 2 weeks.
All right, so that's when the regular season starts, is 2 weeks from now.
Yes.
So up until now, the games really didn't count. It was practice.
Glorified practice, yeah.
Okay, and then I understand there's a lot of sporting stuff going on today because there's always a possibility that we'll come into the studio because we rarely get a chance to do that, but Stacy Buck, our call screener, needs to be available to come in so she can answer phone calls and stuff. She covers the Storm bases for us. So she's a big Storm fan and goes to the Storm games. And apparently there's a Storm game today because Stacy's going to be doing that.
Let me double check on that really quick.
I think it was that, or that might have been last. That might have been last week that she was at a Storm game. So I could be wrong about that.
Unless she's in Washington D.C., it's not here. It's in D.C. It's the post office game, as I like to call it.
Okay, so it was last week they played here, and Stacey was there. But so anyway, Stacey is not with us today, but she's not at the Storm game either because she's not in Washington, D.C. But there must be other things going on because I heard there's some other sports stuff going on.
The Little League World Series Championship game in Pennsylvania is today also.
Oh, okay.
It's interesting because that's pure baseball, in my opinion. Pure.
The kids.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's good. All right. So we may have another Bigfoot sighting today because Merritt and Beth, you know, from animals24-7.org have not actually gotten to see Bigfoot yet. And I've heard rumors that he will be stomping through to stomp on them just so he gets a chance to see them. And but I believe. Well, and then we next Sunday. It's the last Sunday of the month, so that'll be an encore Sunday. We'll repeat our healing show with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen, and then I'll be back live on the 7th of September for Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Sunday. So that's what's coming up now. David, I know no argument in terms of what's going on with the weather today. It's just plain sunshine everywhere.
That is correct. Mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s. There's a heat advisory out for at least a couple days anyway.
I think it was the heat advisory was going through Tuesday, although I was prepared for it to be hotter than it was actually yesterday. It was predicted in my area to be up around 90. 91. By the time we got to yesterday, I think it didn't get more than it was only around the 85 range out here in Monroe. So you know, there's quite a bit of a difference, at least in my mind. You know, that 5 degrees, 85 to 90. I think that makes a big difference. Now, of course, I'm a wimp in the hot or the cold, but at least when it's cold, you can put more clothes on and warm up. When it's hot, that's not as easy. At any rate, it just and that was the disappointing thing for me, David, because I was scheduled to, you know, I usually always work on Saturdays. And because, you know, Saturday is a big day for people that want help with their dogs, you know, and they don't work on the weekends. And so Saturday is a big working day for me. And I was scheduled to do a session yesterday. But now some of the sessions I do were inside the whole time. You know, I'm working in educating the people and getting to know the dog and then getting things under control, setting them up with our program going forward once everything's under control. But there's nothing on their list like walking on the leash without pulling or reactive behavior, you know, when they're walking and out in public. So there's no reason to be working with the dog out in the sunshine. Now, the session I had scheduled yesterday, though, a teenage, high-energy golden retriever that totally out of control on the leash, you know, and all that stuff. So a big part of the session would be training this dog, and we'd have to be training outside in the sun, you know, talking with them ahead of time, no shade, pavement. So, A, it would have been too hot for the dog's feet and also too hot for the trainers and humans. So we elected in order to be kind to ourselves and to the dog, we postponed the appointment. So I stayed around home yesterday, you know, to stay cool, keep my animals cool and all of that. But like I said, that's why I know how warm it got here yesterday, because I was hanging out and it didn't get as hot as I expected it to. So that's my long story about the weather. And it looks like every time I look at the forecast ahead, the temperatures are ticking down just a degree or two the next few days. So I think it's going to remain warm. It looks like it's pretty stable, but we're talking the mid to higher 80s. And then it starts to just go down slightly, I think.
Yeah, it looks like I'm looking at the screen right now. Yeah, Wednesday will start the downward just a little bit.
Yeah, and so then I think we get to the mid or higher 70s by the end of the week, and so more back into what would be considered normal for this
time
of year.
Yeah, it looks like right now the first part of Labor Day weekend will be nice and cool. From what I see here, only in the mid 70s for Labor Day weekend.
Well, and then I was looking forward to, because the social event of the season in Monroe has begun, because it is Evergreen State Fair Days. The Monroe Fair started on Thursday and goes through Labor Day. Although they close one day next Wednesday, I think Wednesday in the middle of the week, they're closed one day. It's not what it used to be decades ago when I first moved out here, 1990. Boy, everything came to a standstill when the Monroe Fair was going, and you just couldn't get anywhere around the fairgrounds. That's not the case anymore since Puyallup messed up the detail. And so I'm always complaining about that, because it used to be back in the day that the state fairs honored each other and they did not run at the same time. So I think the first one was like the Enumclaw, the fair down there. And then, Monroe Fair would go to Labor Day, and then the Puyallup Fair would start after the day after Labor Day, or the end of that week. And that was great. But then at some point in the last few years, Puyallup changed what they're doing. And instead of waiting till after the Monroe Fair shut down on Labor Day and then starting, they now started Friday. So they open, or they will start this coming Friday, the Friday before Labor Day. And that messes up the Monroe Fair, because the rules are at these fairs that the vendors, that are selling product and, all the things we go to see and buy and the food, all of the vendors at a fair, they're not allowed to come in late. So they have to be there to be ready to open when the fair opens, and they have to be there for the whole time. So that no longer could vendors participate in the Monroe Fair and then go to the Puyallup Fair. Now they have to choose, because if they do the Monroe Fair, they can't get to the Puyallup on time. So unfortunately, what happened is a lot of the great vendors of products and food don't come to Monroe anymore.
Or in this case, there's one more, because we're going to head east next weekend for part of Labor Day weekend, and that's the Ellensburg Rodeo and the Kittitas County Fair next weekend there in Ellensburg.
County Fair. Yeah, Ellensburg. Now, when I was young, a teenager, and especially when I spent time the summer over at the Flying Horseshoe Ranch as a camper when I was young, as a counselor when I got a little older, going to the Ellensburg State Fair, the fair was really a big deal, and we would ride all, to the fair and be in the parade and all of that. That was very cool. So you're going to go over there, what, next weekend, did you say?
Yeah, we're going to go next weekend, but it's not for the fair, for the rodeo. It's to start prepping for, fall quarter over there at Central
College and all of that.
Yeah, I mean, they don't start till the end of September, but we figure, okay, let's go over there and get her apartment mostly set up while we have time next weekend, because then September, not as much time.
Yeah, and you have a really nice, close-knit family. So you're really involved in helping your daughter get ready and all that. So that's very cool. All right. Okay, well, let's see. So, I guess we got the weather more of the same, and just remember to be careful about taking your dogs and your kids out in the car. Only less than 10 minutes, and the temperature is hot enough to cook dogs and kids and all of that. So please be careful about that. Also, remember the pavement gets too hot for dogs' feet. So if you're taking your dog with you somewhere and you're going to be on pavement, take your shoes off. See what it feels like. Too hot for you, too hot for your dog. And make sure you got lots of water for your dog friends. You know, I had to be sure I was out front. And sure enough, Robbie had drained his water outside yesterday. And I had to fill up waters, you know, because he hangs outside while I'm doing the show. So make sure everybody's got water. I'm having to refill my fountain and a little pond area with my fountain. I'm having to fill that on a daily basis because whatever the critters are that are coming in the evening and the night, you know, to get a drink are regular and it's getting drained. So I'm having to replace the water every day. So make sure that you are just paying attention and that everybody has water. I'm amazed. I know the rest of you might not be paying attention and get excited about it. I do, but I find that everybody needs water. And the spiders come for water. I mean, my wolf spiders that live around the front of my porch. And oh, by the way, that's what I wanted to tell you about on Facebook. There's a really great post about wolf spiders, which are the big spiders that, you know, surprise you by coming out from under your couch and scaring you because they're so big. And those are the ones that I had to work really hard at to learn to appreciate. But there's a great photo of one and a little story about the wolf spiders and how great they are and why you don't want to kill them, because they eat brown recluse spiders. They eat cockroaches. They eat black widows. They eat all the stuff you don't want in your house. So it's actually a good idea to let them be, because they will take care of the stuff you don't want around. And at any rate, but they need water and come for water. But I, because I turn my hose on a lot out in front to fill up the water for Robbie and to water my baskets and so forth, there's usually a little water dripping. I have a family of slugs. The slugs come to get water. So, you know, everybody needs water. And the wolf spiders are good, so don't squish them. Let them live. All righty. So, gosh, looking at the time, how about we kind of stay on schedule? And before we officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations, let's take care of our advertisers. And then once we do that, then how about we officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations and all that good stuff. And then we'll chat a bit until it's time to get on the love train. And then welcome Merritt and Beth in. And get into our discussion about all the news in the animal world. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention.
You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We haven't even really officially started. We heard from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga in Ananda, Washington. They headquarter out of the Bothell area at the Blue Lotus Temple and the Yoga Hall on the Bothell-Everett Highway. And then the Ananda has the community in Linwood, the Heart Song Retreat in Lake Stevens, and, of course, the East-West Bookstore in Edmonds. So you can find out about all the great classes and events going on everywhere at Ananda. Washington.org. And then remember, when I'm not here, I'm being an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes, help them understand their animal friends and solve problems. So I would love to help you or anyone you know that's got problems with their dog friends, and I specialize in teaching them everything they need to know all at once, get everything under control and a program going forward. And it really, really works. And if I have time in this hour, I'm going to tell you about just an interesting case this week that y'all might want to know about. And at any rate, I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know has got problems with their dog friends, write my phone number down and tell people to call me, because I'll always talk to them for free on the phone. And if I'm not the best one to help them, I probably know who is. All right. So and David knows, because I worked with David and his family and his daughter and their little basset hound Daisy. And it works pretty good, huh, David?
Oh, yeah, it works really good. Daisy is just, you know, about 99% of the time, she's just perfect.
Well, she's a basset hound, so you got to,
yeah. Yeah, there's a little, you know, room, but it isn't as huge as it before you came along. It shrank after that.
All right, so David can attest. So write down my phone number, hand it out, tell anybody, I'll talk to him for free. Martha Norwalk, phone number is 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty. Now, bit of a dilemma here, because got a caller on the line that's got something to talk about. And we haven't officially started the show with prayers or affirmations, but I always say callers take priority. I'm wondering, what do you think, David? We had time to sneak in a phone call before we officially start the show?
Yeah, we should get Shanna, especially since she's calling from, you know, down the coast there in old Oakland, California.
Yeah, down in Oakland, California. So that's we will take care of our prayers and affirmations and officially get started right after this. But let's first head down to Oakland, California. Shannon, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, what's going on, Shannon?
Well, I have a rescue cat that we've had for a long time, 11 years, and no problem, but she's very skittish. And lately, like the last 2 weeks, she's been just obsessively cleaning and scratching herself. And finally, it dawned on me, I can't believe this, that Pet Food Express discontinued the litter that she's always had, and they gave me one that's odor control. We've never had that. It's low dust, unscented. And I'm thinking that that's the culprit, so definitely need to change back to something that doesn't have odor control. But what do I do now? Because she just looks miserable.
And she's scratching and itching?
Scratching, okay. Itching, kind of just one side of the body and the other side of the body, and then scratching her head. I am brushing her, and she loves that.
Now let's just talk in general here, because, you know, kind of on the, you know, I really can only talk to in generalities because I don't know you and your kitty. What's your kitty's name, by the way?
Darcy.
Darcy. And what color is she?
Black.
Okay. Now, if you just called and said, oh, my cat, all of a sudden, she's 11 years old, and all of a sudden she's scratching and chewing and itching and, okay. Well, the first thing you'd think of is something like fleas.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of scratching and itching often always can relate to food sensitivity and that sort of thing. Could be contact. You put in new carpet, or there's something new that the cat's contacting. Someone along those lines. Now, I'm assuming that you checked Darcy and make sure that she doesn't have fleas or something like that, right?
I checked her for fleas. I've been calming her to make sure. She's an indoor cat, too.
All right. So, but just so you know, on general principles, when you just say, oh, she's scratching, chewing on, those are the things you'd think of. Okay. But now, now when you bring up the litter thing. So timing wise, prior to the scratching and chewing started, you were using one particular kind of litter.
Yes.
What litter? What kind of litter was it? A clay litter, a pellet litter, a wood litter? You know, a clay litter. What kind of litter was it?
It was the Pet Food Express Smart Litter. It was clumping and it was clay.
A clumping clay litter. Okay.
Yes.
Now, when you're using that litter, the clumping clay litter, we have no scratching, itching, chewing.
Absolutely.
And then
not.
You. Because they discontinued it or whatever, you had to change to a different kind of litter.
The spiffy paw litter, they say.
Right.
Their
and when you go-to. Changed to that litter, are you saying that right away is when the scratching and the biting and the chewing started?
Pretty much. And yeah. It's gotten worse.
Okay. So I'd say, well, you know, there's nothing wrong with being practical and logical. And you put the two, you know, she was fine with the other litter, switched the litter. Now she's digging and chewing at herself. Well, it seems like a logical assumption, Shannon, that there's something going on with that litter and the cat. And so I think on general principles, I'd say, yeah, let's rule that on the course and get the other litter out of there, a new litter in.
Yes.
And maybe you just need a basic no odor control clumping clay litter.
Yeah.
Or you could, if you needed something really like hypoallergenic or something, you know, have you seen that new litter that I think Martha Stewart's advertising it? You've seen it on TV and it's called the Pretty Litter. It's like a white pellet of some kind and it changes colors with the urine depending on what's going on. You know, that might be a pretty benign one to use.
Okay.
But I'd go ahead and you know, make sense, change the litter, see what happens.
So I'll change the litter, but in the meantime, should I mean, I've never given her a bath. I've never done anything. Is there anything I can do to help
her? You know, brushing and combing her is good. You could take a damp washcloth and kind of, you know, run that over her. You know, to kind of, you know, take stuff off the edge of her coat and that sort of thing. You know, there's nothing you can really give her. Well, there's homeopathic that humans take and that I take for itching. It's called Apis, A-P-I-S. You can get the little blue boron tubes of the pellets you put under your tongue. I mean, you could put, you know, give her a couple Apis pellets. You know, in her mouth. But other than that, you know, you're probably talking a trip to the vet. And you know, I think, you know, they just give steroids or something, anti-inflammatory. But in theory, if you changed the litters and then it did a damp cloth over her, that ought to take care of the problem if that's it.
Okay, great. That's what I was just wondering. My husband wanted to give her a bath, and I said I think that would be too traumatic for her.
Well, you know, you could do that, but if she's not used to it, you're right. It wouldn't probably be traumatic for everybody.
It would. Okay, great. Thank you so much. This makes me feel so much better. I will give her, I'll just wipe her fur down, continue to, I mean, definitely change.
Yeah, because it sounds like, you know, you're certainly thinking her along the right lines. And, you know, there usually are no coincidences. And since the training, we you know, you got to rule that off the course first.
Okay, great.
It sounds logical.
And
let us know what you find. Let us know if it works, will you?
Okay. All right, great.
All righty.
Thank you so much.
Good luck. Thanks, Shannon. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Well, that's interesting. You know, I mean, it certainly makes sense timing-wise and all of that. We'll have to see what happens. All righty. Let's go ahead and officially start the show. so that we can, because I'd like to get to current events and all that sort of stuff before we are done with this hour. So if you have not been here when I officially start the show, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And I do that with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers. Because it's Sunday and I can. So what you need to know. And then I follow with a pile of affirmations that are chosen for their life-altering properties. And you can join me in saying the prayers and the affirmations, or you can opt out. It's totally optional. It's not like dancing and getting on the love train at 10 and 11 where dancing is required. But you can opt out of the prayers and affirmations. Alrighty, so here we go. We're getting started. And I start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, and now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Amen. All righty. We are good in the prayer department. Now we've got our pile of affirmations, and each one chosen for their life-altering properties. This first one came to me as an assignment from my spiritual family. And say it out loud 3 times a day, every day for a week, see what happens. Changed my life. I'm still doing it, and I know a lot of you do it too. I say each one of these affirmations 3 times. Here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Alrighty, the second affirmation comes from one of our best practitioners, that's Linda Rasmussen. And you know, when you listen to our healing shows and Linda works with one of you human animals, she gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going. That's where this affirmation came from and was so powerful for so many, and y'all bugged me so much, I started doing it. Changed up my life too, so I continue, and I know a lot of you do too. And when we do this affirmation, when I say abundant, imagine in your life the type of abundance that you want to attract into your life at this time. All right, here we go 3 times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty then. This next affirmation comes from my spiritual family, but the Italian division, and is the one I use to keep myself and my animals in good shape to get out in the world and be in the right frame of mind. 3 times, here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Alrighty, this next affirmation comes from our communicator and psychic gal, Natasha Venter. You can find her at intuitiveclarifications.com. And this is the one I use for me and my animals to try to keep us in balance with this crazy energy going on these days. Here we go 3 times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then the last longer affirmation that concludes this group also comes from my spiritual family. It is the Ananda Worldwide Warrior of Light affirmation, and boy, do we need this one around the country, around the world. We want to send God's light everywhere. Help me do that. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All righty, and that concludes all the longer affirmations. And then to wrap this all up, nice little package, seat it deeply within our hearts and our bodies so we're spiritualized up for the day and the week. It's Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part. Cross your hands over your chest. Cover your heart with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. All righty then. We are all spiritualized up. Let's take care of our advertisers one more time this hour, and then we will come back and get to all the other stuff we got to do before the top of the hour. Current events and all that good stuff. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Talk radio that will get you thinking. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And gosh, we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nils Rasmussen, and last week I told you about the disaster he had. Oh, I don't think, David, you weren't here. Dr. Nils, you know, he's moved out of the state and he's over in Idaho now. And so he works with everyone remotely, and his website's his whole business, you know, and he's got the private membership group and the free Zoom and all that good stuff. Well, it was like one day last week, David, he was like fooling around on his computer or something, and something came past. He said, oh, I should just check that link and see if it's working. And he clicked on the link for his website. Not there. Looked everywhere, couldn't find it. Well, turns out the I know the host or the server or whoever hosts the, you know, his website, they went out of business. Website just gone.
Without gone. Warning?
Without warning.
Oh man.
Gone. Okay. So apparently Nils knew about the Wayback Machine. He was able to find the website, but you can't just cut and paste it. But anyway, so fortunately his wife, Martha, has some internet experience, has done some websites, and so they've been scrambling like crazy to get a new website put together. And I was hopeful, they thought they'd have it by the end of last week. I was hopeful that I'd be able to tell you that it's up and running today, but I had forgotten to check it last night. I just checked during the commercial break. Not up yet. If you go to healingministryforanimals.com, there's just a blank page that says, you know, welcome and coming soon. So that means they're still working on it. So that means that you cannot reach Dr. Nils right now through his website, but you can call him. So you can imagine he's keeping his phone with him all the time and doing his best to keep on phone calls. So I'm going to give you his phone number now. If you need to check with Dr. Nils, talk to him about you or your animal friends or set anything up, he's available to help. It just not through his website until they get that up. So his phone number now is, and this is a new number since he's moved to Idaho. Phone number for Dr. Nils is 208-451-6003. 208-451-6003. One more time. 208-451-6003. And you can contact him by calling at this point. And then we just got to keep checking on the website until they get it up. And I would imagine it'll be any time. Alrighty then, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And remember, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available. She's got room for new clients. Love to see you in person, and what a gift it is to be in the healing room with the gongs and the chimes and the acutonic forks and so forth. Or she can work with you remotely, you know, as our other healers do. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com, online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. All righty then, that wraps us up with all of that. And let's see, David, I think before we run out of time, we better sneak in some current events. On the current events department, entertainment, the Northwest Dream Center's got a lot going on towards the end of the summer here, and they're in McCollum Park in South Everett. And it is the Adopt-a Stream Center Foundation's 40th anniversary party will be next Saturday, August 30th, 1 to 4 p.m. at the Northwest Stream Center. It is a free event for all. They'll have food, fun, and entertainment. The boardwalk will be open and free for everyone. Charlie the Juggling Clown and Tuna will be here there, and a jazz band, the Tim Koss Trio. And you want to call for a reservation, I'll give you the number once at the end here. Let's see. Community Pint Night at Postdoc Brewing in Kenmore, benefiting a Northwest Stream Center, will be September 10th, 4 to 7 p.m. All About Mushrooms with Esther Marks, Saturday, September 20th, 1 p.m. Lawns to Native Plant Landscape with Julie O'Donnell, Saturday, September 27th, 1 p.m. All of them, call for a reservation, 425-316-8592. And let's see, okay, and then Homeward Pet Adoption Center has There's No Place Like Homeward Pet 5K Run and Walk will be September 13th. They want you to come rain or shine. There'll be activities and games are all family oriented, and the vendors are too. Registration is now open. And again, it's the 5K Fun Run and Walk for Homeward Pet, September 13th. And I think that about does it. It does. And then next week, of course, we will, it is the last Sunday of the month, Encore Show. We will repeat our healing show with Dr. Nelson Linda. And then 2 weeks from today, Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. All right. So we are all good to go there. And speaking of Dr. Nels, I've got an interesting case going on here, Nathan. And I guess Nathan. Yeah, you should beat me on that.
I should, but I'll be nice and not. I'll just say I'll look up.
Yeah, well, let's say, yeah. And so, you know, when Martha's on automatic pilot, when she's calling David, Nathan.
Yeah, I'm now, about see, Nathan, 4 or 5 inches.
I don't know.
Shorter.
There's some word. There's a name that comes in on Jason or something. Yeah, I think that I sometimes call Nathan. And I have no idea where that name comes from. Obviously, it's obvious when I call you Nathan. But anyway, okay, David.
Yes.
So, I had a really fascinating case last week. One of the cases that I saw, and a middle-aged couple, two schnauzers. A 4-year-old schnauzer and a 2-year-old schnauzer. And contacting them, when they contacted me, saying that they really had not done enough work with these dogs, especially the younger one had all kinds of dishevel and upheaval when it was young and all that. And the dogs are really out of control and all kinds of problems. And they thought it would just that these things could never be resolved and all of that. So I went to do a session with them. And nothing, you know, that can't be worked out and all that sort of thing. But when it working with these dogs, one of the issues was the dogs were nightmares to take on walks, you know, and reactive and all over the place and had no clue about paying attention and all that sort of stuff. So we had to do some leash walking and perhaps training. And so I do that at the end of the session once I've got everybody educated and gotten to know the dogs. With the older dog, the 4-year-old, was quite interesting in that, yeah, she didn't have any leash manners, but knew how to walk on a leash, knew that the human was in charge, and once got the appropriate equipment on her, shaped up instantly. Really good. The 2-year-old, I got her on a leash out there. It was like really bizarre, and this dog is just not tuned in at all, and I'm feeling like there is no bond here. This dog isn't bonded. This dog had no clue who's in. And I was saying to the people that this is really unusual, and I was having trouble figuring it out. Well, anyway, we came up with a plan and all of that and groundwork that had to be laid with the younger one before we could get going. Well, so sometimes I don't put everything together, David, until I get a chance to get home, meditate with it, sit with what I saw, what's going on. Well, then I had a big aha moment and realized what was going on with this dog. And what happened is the first dog, the older dog, the four-year-old dog, had been raised by the woman and normal life. You know, she had another dog, and then that dog passed on. And she lived with the one dog for a while and then wanted a companion for that dog and bought another schnauzer from the same breeder, only a puppy. But shortly after she got the puppy, her life exploded. Something happened with her mother, who was really sick and all of that, and she had to immediately leave town and go away for a whole month or more. And what she ended up doing was leaving the two dogs at her home and had kind of jerry-wigged a raid, a baby gate off the family room, take up the carpeting so there's nothing in there but bare floors and the furniture, and then a dog door out to the yard, and left the two-year-old dog with the puppy at home in the house confined like this. And then a friend came in twice a day to feed them and play with them. Okay. Well, that'd be a great plan if that had been cats. But they aren't cats. They're schnauzers. So what I realized when I got into the internet and really started thinking about that, you know, sometimes, David, I don't recommend raising litter mates together, you know, two puppies at the same time. Because when they're growing up, you risk them bonding stronger with each other than with the humans. And so you really have to work to that bonding thing. Well, that's, I had this aha moment, was like, think about it. We're at critical bonding stages with this puppy. And although before the woman has a chance to really bond and get things going, she leaves and is gone. And these dogs are 24/7 by themselves in a house by themselves, just the two dogs, in and out the dog door. And a person comes in and feeds them and plays a little bit twice a day, which is not enough to do any bonding. So what I realized is that this puppy bonded with the older schnauzer, with the schnauzer. Her bond was with the other dog, not with the human. And this dog had not ever bonded with a human. So I had to call him back the next day, and then we had more of a talk. And then so I gave him more homework, you know, we're going to start the bonding process with them. And then when I was thinking about this at night, I had one of those visions. And what I saw was that Dr. Nels might really be able to help with this because, you know, he works remotely and likely, especially the younger dog that's not bonded with them, the nervous system is probably stuck because of the trauma of being separated and by themselves and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, straightening her out, her nervous system would be good. But Dr. Nels will often work remotely on the dog, but he'll also sometimes have the owner put their hands on the dog and coach them through doing it. But then the other thing he does is have the owners put their hands on the dog, and then he works through them, sends energy through them. And that's what I saw. I saw him working with each of the humans, husband and wife, each of them individually with the younger dog, and the owners having their hands on the dog, and then Dr. Nels working through them and establishing the bond between them. Now, I haven't had a chance to run this by Dr. Nels yet, okay? So I'm going to have to push him a little bit and say, I see you doing this, and you need to do this. And so anyway, this will be an ongoing thing, because as soon as Dr. Nels gets back in business with his website and all of that, or back on that, we may be dealing with these dogs on the air. It may be off the air, and I'll have to tell you about it later. But I'm really hopeful that we're going to be able to pull off a little miracle here, and that Dr. Nels will be able to establish a bond between the schnauzer and the owners. So anyway, I thought that was a pretty interesting thing.
Good morning.
All righty. We have been joined a little bit early, just before the top of the hour here, but they'll be able to do the love train with us. But Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org have snuck into the room with us here. And so they will be all ready to go in the second hour. We've got to close out hour number one, though, and fire up the love train. And remember, you don't get to opt out on this. Dancing is required. You got to get, you know, this is the whole point is to get a little energy going and our juices flowing. And then with the love train, we get to send love all over the planet, all over the world, all over the country. And oh boy, do we need it. And how about in preparation for what we're going to be talking about coming up? Let's send lots of love to India. Street dogs in India and the people and street dogs in India. So let's just send a lot of love in preparation for our conversation that we're going to be having. So I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. And remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up on the love train and join us. I'll cruise through and pick you up. And here we go with our yogi energization prayer to give us a little more spiritual juice. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. And we'll have the next 2 hours with Merritt and Beth Clifton, animals247.org. So stay right where you are, get up and love train with us, and then we'll be talking all about animals for the rest of the show. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.